I remember as a kid growing up in Georgeson Bay at the bottom end of Active Pass. There used to be so much bulb kelp that it looked like you could walk across the bay on it. All of Active Pass was lined on both sides from one end to the other with big kelp beds. As the children of a fisherman from a long line of family who call the water home, we were raised to know that these beds of kelp were so important to our way of life. They helped guide us as we learned to move up and down the coast. They were a place we'd look to when we needed food, like the other creatures, such as the otter. When he could smell the kelp patches, he knew his dinner was right in front of him. When we were in our young teens back in the early 70s, we started to notice things changing in our pass and in our bay. The change was gradual, but visible to us. We were raised to always be aware of our surroundings because we were all going to be fishermen when we were old enough to get our own boats. These were the things we needed to be aware of, and we knew that things were becoming a little different every year. It has been almost 50 years since I first saw my father's anger about what was happening in Active Pass and what we were losing in the place we call home. I realized how much we've lost. I wondered and hoped that maybe one day our oceans will be home to bulb kelp again. If the bulb kelp starts returning, then the smells will come back. All the creatures that thrive in their homes in the big, beautiful kelp beds will come back. With the return of bulb kelp also come more ling cod, rock cod, halibut, red snappers, abalone, and otters to Active Pass, to my family, and to our continuing stories. I hope that one day my grandchildren will get to see and smell some of the things I've shared here. What will it take?